In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today in the Vespers service, there is a beautiful image, one that we don't speak of that commonly, about the Red Sea. It is about the Theotokos and the Red Sea. Now we all know that the Red Sea is a type of baptism. The children of Israel passed through the Red Sea. The water was a wall on the left side and a wall on the right. And so they were passing through the water. But they were also passing through the water dry shod, it says, right? They weren't passing through mud. It was dry. And the fathers understand that this is also an image, not only of baptism, but also of the virgin birth and the ever-virginity of the Theotokos. So we just sang this, Theotokion. In the Red Sea, there was once depicted an image of the unwedded bride. There Moses divided the water. Here Gabriel doth minister the wonder. Then the deep was trodden dry shod by Israel. Now Christ is born seedlessly of a virgin. It's comparing the passage through the Red Sea with the Annunciation. The sea after the passage of Israel remained untrodden, right? Nobody walked through it ever again. The blameless one after the birth of Emmanuel remained undefiled. O thou who art and ever before didst exist, but hast appeared as man, O God, have mercy on us. Well, why is this important? Well, it's true. It is a type of the Theotokos, not one that we think of all the time, not one that I've remembered for a long time, but it's quite beautiful. Every time I hear it, it's very inspiring. Why is it important? It's important because it's about holiness. Anything holy is important. And how many holy things do we not recognize? How many things do we see but not see? And hear but not hear? Really, another way of describing the path to salvation is developing ears that hear and eyes that see. To see the truth. To see things as they really are. See, the holy man sees God in all things. Whether it be in the wind or the rain or a river or anything else. Because God is in all things. And God is present and active in all things. And so this image of the Theotokos being of the Red Sea, of the parting of the Red Sea referring to the Annunciation and to the virginal birth of Christ and of course the ever-virginity of the Theotokos, it's not immediately apparent to those who don't have eyes to see and ears to hear. But fortunately, we have the fathers and we have the Holy Church, which does have ears to hear and eyes to see. This kind of thing is important. And this is why I will, until I'm unable, until I am no longer on this earth, speak of the importance of our holy services. Because they refine us somewhat. We're coarse people, let's admit it. There's a lot of things that we don't understand. Because we're just too busy with other stuff. But in the services, even if it is only for a moment, even if in a 2.5 hour service you pay attention for 1 minute, that's one blessed minute, one very important minute. And when I heard this, it comforted me. Because it's about holiness. Holiness that I don't understand yet. Not at all. But fortunately, God can reveal it to us through the Holy Fathers, through the services of the Church, which are sanctified by how many? I don't know, hundreds of millions of hours of sanctified prayer. So it's important to know these things because they're about holiness. And I think the subtext of things like this is that holiness is not immediately apparent. It is only apparent to those who become holy. So there are many things, brothers and sisters, that we see but we do not see, and we hear but we do not hear. So may God help us to see the truth about things through the prayers of the Theotokos. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through His grace and love for mankind, always, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages.